This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A bill that would enshrine the right to abortion in state law won preliminary approval from the House yesterday. Lawmakers voted after nearly 24 hours of debate. Around a couple hundred abortion opponents responded by rallying outside the state capitol. A final House vote on the bill could come tomorrow. It's expected to eventually pass in both chambers because of support from majority Democrats. An attempt to do away with a requirement that half of a teacher's evaluation be based on student test scores failed at the state capitol. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Teachers say there is no evidence that after 12 years, the law has led to better teacher or student performance. In emotional testimony, instructors argued the requirement has stripped teaching of its creativity. Educator Brooke Williams said the standardized test is not an accurate reflection of what a student knows.
I can tell you that the reality is some students just don't test well. Many students have test anxiety, language and access barriers, unstable homes, and some don't even know where they're going to sleep at night.
In killing the bill, lawmakers said teacher evaluation should be better defined. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Some law enforcement agencies are donating body armor to Ukraine for its war efforts. The police departments for the city of Denver and the University of Colorado Boulder have given 62 ballistic helmets, 66 plates of body armor, and more. Colorado Springs police are also donating vests and medical kits. Governor Polis asked the state's law enforcement to pitch in. This is CPR on KRCC.